Hello, and welcome to GCSE Geography Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics you'll face in your OCR GCSE exam, resource management. This is a topic that's not just about passing your exam, it's about understanding the world you live in. Why do some countries have abundant food, water, and energy while others struggle? What happens when demand outstrips supply? And crucially for your exam, how do we manage these resources sustainably? Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down everything you need to know: the uneven distribution of resources globally, the UK's changing resource landscape, and the management strategies that examiners love to see in your answers. So grab your notes and let's get started. Let's begin with the fundamentals. Resource management is all about the tension between supply and demand. The three key resources you need to focus on are food, water, and energy. Now, here's the critical point for your exam. These resources are unevenly distributed across the globe. This inequality is driven by both physical factors, like climate, geology, and natural endowments, and human factors, such as population growth, industrialization, and economic development. Let's talk about food security first. Food security means having reliable access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food. But here's where candidates often slip up. Food security isn't just about growing enough food. It's about affordability, distribution, and stability. Sub-Saharan Africa, for example, faces food insecurity not only because of drought and poor soil, but also due to conflict, poverty, and inadequate infrastructure. Meanwhile, countries like the USA and Canada are major food exporters thanks to fertile plains, advanced agricultural technology, and investment in irrigation. Now, water. This is where you need to distinguish between two key terms: water stress and water scarcity. Water stress occurs when demand exceeds supply, either because of physical scarcity, there simply isn't enough water, or economic scarcity, where water exists, but people can't access it due to lack of infrastructure. The Middle East and North Africa face severe physical water scarcity due to arid climates, while parts of Sub-Saharan Africa have water but lack the pipes, pumps, and treatment plants to deliver it. Examiners will credit you for making this distinction clearly. Energy is the third pillar. The global energy mix is still dominated by fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas, but there's a massive shift underway toward renewables like wind, solar, and hydroelectric power. The UK is a fantastic case study here. In 1990, coal provided 65% of the UK's energy. By 2025, that figure has plummeted to just 5%, with renewables now accounting for 35% and gas for 40%. This transition is driven by climate change commitments, the closure of coal mines, and investment in offshore wind farms. But here's the examiner's favorite question: is renewable energy truly sustainable? Yes, it reduces carbon emissions, but candidates must acknowledge the environmental costs of manufacturing solar panels and wind turbines, as well as issues like visual pollution and habitat disruption. Let's talk about the UK's resource challenges specifically, because this is a guaranteed exam topic. The UK imports about 40% of its food, relying heavily on the EU, Africa, and South America for fresh produce, especially in winter. Water supply varies dramatically. The north and west have surplus water due to high rainfall and low population density, while the south and east face deficits because of high demand from dense populations and lower rainfall. This is why we see water transfer schemes like moving water from Wales to Birmingham. Energy security has improved with the growth of renewables, but the UK still imports gas and oil, making it vulnerable to global price shocks. Now, let's discuss management strategies, because this is where you'll earn your top marks. Examiners want you to evaluate strategies, not just describe them. There are two broad categories: technological fixes and sustainable management. Technological fixes include things like desalination plants, which convert seawater to drinking water, used extensively in Saudi Arabia and Israel, but they're energy intensive and expensive. Genetically modified crops can increase yields and resist drought, but they're controversial due to environmental and ethical concerns. Large-scale dams, like the Three Gorges Dam in China, provide hydroelectric power and water storage, but they displace communities and disrupt ecosystems. Sustainable management, on the other hand, focuses on long-term solutions. Water conservation, fixing leaks, installing water meters, and promoting efficient appliances reduces demand without new infrastructure. Organic farming improves soil health and reduces chemical runoff, though yields can be lower. Renewable energy, as we discussed, cuts carbon emissions but requires careful planning to minimize environmental impact. Here's the key for your exam: always evaluate. Don't just say desalination is good or renewables are sustainable. Discuss the trade-offs. For example, Desalination provides a reliable water source for arid regions like the Middle East, but it is energy-intensive, contributing to carbon emissions, and produces brine waste that can harm marine ecosystems.
Exam tips and common mistakes.
Right, let's talk about how to ace those exam questions. First, command words. Explain why questions require you to give multiple causes and link them together. Don't just list reasons, show how they interact. For example, if asked, explain why sub-Saharan Africa faces food insecurity, you'd discuss drought, but then link it to poverty, which prevents investment in irrigation, which worsens the impact of drought. Evaluate or to what extent questions demand a balanced argument. You must present evidence on both sides and reach a clear judgment. For instance, to what extent is renewable energy sustainable? You'd argue yes, it reduces emissions, but acknowledge the environmental costs of production and the need for backup energy sources when the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't shine. Case studies are absolutely critical. OCR awards mark specifically for place-specific detail. That means names, dates, and statistics. Don't write a dam in China. Write the Three Gorges Dam, completed in 2012, displaced 1.3 million people, and generates 22,500 megawatts of power. Aim for at least 30% of your answer to contain specific facts and case study questions. Common mistakes? Confusing consumption with production. Just because a country produces oil doesn't mean it consumes it. Saudi Arabia exports most of its oil. Another one, saying renewable energy is free. It's not. There are huge upfront costs for infrastructure. And finally, don't ignore the social impacts of resource management. Dams might provide energy, but they also displace people. Examiners want you to consider economic, social, and environmental impacts. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and see if you can answer. Question 1. What is the difference between water stress and water scarcity? Question 2. Name 2 physical factors and 2 human factors that affect resource distribution. Question 3. What percentage of the UK's energy came from renewables in 2025? Question 4. Give 1 advantage and 1 disadvantage of desalination. Question 5. Why must candidates include place-specific detail in case study questions? Answers. Water stress is when demand exceeds supply. Water scarcity is the lack of available water. Physical factors include climate and geology. Human factors include population growth and industrialization. Renewables provided 35% of UK energy in 2025. Desalination provides reliable water but is energy intensive. Place-specific detail is required to access level 3 marks in OCR case study questions. Brilliant! Let's wrap up. Resource management is all about understanding the uneven global distribution of food, water, and energy, and evaluating how we manage these finite resources in the face of rising demand. Remember the key concepts: food security, water stress, energy mix, and the UK's specific challenges. When you're answering exam questions, always link physical and human factors. Evaluate strategies rather than just describing them, and pack your case studies with specific names, dates, and statistics. You've got this. Resource management might seem overwhelming, but with the right structure and specific knowledge, you'll be able to tackle any question the examiners throw at you. Thanks for listening to GCSE Geography Essentials, and good luck with your revision.